Hey guys, I hope you guys are doing well. I have the first topic for the first podcast besides the intro, and it is medication administration. So in this podcast, we're just going to talk about the different routes and some like key information that you should know. None of this is like drug specific. This is just in terms of all medication. This is very much like a first semester type of topic. And we'll get more in depth as, you know, we see the bigger picture. So our first medication route is oral. In parentheses, it would be PO. These are medications that are either swallowed or instilled through a tube leading to the stomach. So if they have like an NG tube, that's a little advanced for a paramedic. Typically people don't have NG tubes in the truck. Buccal, which is like in the cheek. And this is typically when a solid medication is like placed inside the mouth against the mucous membranes, and that's how it's absorbed and it's dissolved. The patient does not chew this. So if you get a question, should the patient chew the medication instilled buccally? The answer is no, false. So subcutaneous, in parentheses, sub-Q, is an injection of a sterile medication into a subcutaneous tissue. So typically, like a fatty area, like an abdomen where you can pinch the fat. IM is intramuscular. This is an injection of a medication into a muscle. Typically you spread the tissue and the top of the like gluteus or like the back, like a deltoid or something like that, or like around that area would be, or like lateral thigh would be a good location. As you progress a little bit more into paramedic school, you'll notice that typically if you give an IM to a child, an infant less than 12 months old, it's lateral thigh. So these change with the age population too, but as of right now, that's not really something that you need to know yet. And then, as I'm sure most of you know, IV, intravenous, this is an injection that is through a inner cannula that is put into a vein by IV access. So this is the fastest. If you ever get something on a test asking you what is the fastest route of administration for medication, it's always IV. And depending on, you know, the half-life of whatever medication you're talking about. Intradermal ID, something that I don't think paramedics use very much, but it's an injection of a sterile medication into the dermis of the skin. It's usually like what you had to do like for to get into paramedic school, like the PPD test. It's really like right underneath your skin, but it still might be on your test because it is a route of administration. Sublingual, this is used under the tongue and it's dissolved through blood vessels there. Nitroglycerin is an example for a sublingual medication. Instillation, which is an administration of a liquid drop by drop in like the nose, ears, or eyelids. Inhalation, like albuterol, is steam or medication in a vapor form and inhaled into the lungs. So it could be like albuterol, it could be something a little bit more therapeutic. Rectal, which is abbreviated PR, is a medication placed in the rectum for absorption through the mucous membranes, typically seen in infants or sometimes older adults. If your patient has something happening in that area of their body, they have diarrhea, they're bleeding, they have bleeding precautions, anything that would make you believe if I put something in this patient's rectum, they are going to bleed, do not do it. That is always a trick question if you should give a rectal medication and like they'll give you symptoms of something like a GI bleed. No, it's contraindicated. Something topical, so like this is medication applied to the surface of the skin, so like nitro paste, pretty self-explanatory. Medication vaginally, medication placed inside the vagina for absorption through the mucous membranes, that's more like OB, not something that you use during the truck, but still might be on your test. Now I wanted to talk about specifically for the angles of the subcutaneous and IM. So for sub-Q injections, you want to go at a 45 to 90 degree angle. If your patient is thin, then you want to go at a 45 degree angle. So they don't have a lot of fat, so you don't want to hurt them. And if your patient is pretty average size, 90 degrees. So sub-Q doses have a limitation. It's typically from like 0.5 to 1 ml. And the gauge that you use for a sub-Q needle is 25 gauge, which is about half to a 5/8 inch. That's like the specs of it, but like it's 25 gauge. If you do an IM injection, it's going to be 90 degree angle. And IM doses, this is always a question. I always used to see this. 3 mLs is the limitation on an IM dose. 1 mL in children. For IM needle sizes, there it's a little all over the place. 22 to 27 gauge for aqueous meds. 18 to 25 for oil-based meds. And then 5/8 to 1 inch for children, 1 to 1.5 for adult. So typically you're not going to go wrong if you use a 25 gauge needle for both. That's like a trick. If you're like in lab testing and you need to choose a needle to give an IM or sub-Q and you don't even know what your assignment is yet, IM or sub-Q, choose a 25 gauge needle because it fits for both descriptions. Less thinking, you know. Work a little bit smarter, not harder. So, and then on that note, I wanted to talk about something. I have it here because it has been updated since the last time that I did it. I wanted to talk about all of the rights for medications. This has changed. It used to be 5 rights when I was in paramedic school. Now it's a 6 rights. So before you do anything in lab testing, whenever you are tested for a medication, you always want to ask if the patient has allergies. So yeah, because you're not going to give a medication without asking if a patient has allergies to anything. So you want to make sure that you have the right patient, right drug, right dose, right route, right time, right documentation. I'm going to say it one more time. Right patient, right drug, right dose, right route, right time, right documentation. Typically before like a scenario like this, you're always going to be asked to state what you know about the medication. So you want to make sure that the patient doesn't have any allergies. You want to make sure that the expiration is okay on the medication. You want to make sure it's not expired. I don't think any of your teachers will give you an expired medication, but you want to at least verbalize it. So this is a little bit more in-depth into like later when you get really into like the meat and potatoes of paramedic school. But for each drug that you give, it's not wise to give a drug and not know what you're giving it for and the reason why you're giving it. So you always want to know your indications, your contraindications, your therapeutic effects, your side effects, your appropriate doses, your right time to deliver, and intervals for repeated doses for any medication that you give. So this is something that I really care about when it comes to paramedic school or nursing school. You don't want to be a cookbook medic where you give the medication because it's in your protocol. You want to understand the disease process through and through of whatever it is that your patient has. And then you want to understand the treatment through and through. And if you know what's happening with the patient, then you know why you're giving the medication. There might be a little pause there. I think that the voice recorder has like a limitation on how much you can talk. But that basically wraps up that entire topic of medication administration. If you guys have any questions, you can always message me. If anybody is listening at this point, I imagine later on I'll get more listens, But this is a pretty simple topic, pretty like by the book, nothing super tricky about this. This is just the first step in knowing before you can administer medications, you have to understand how you administer them and being safe about it, because that's our number one priority, that we are safe and the patient's safe. We don't want to have or cause any harm to our patients because we do something incorrectly. So that's basically what paramedic school is here for you to do. They just want to make sure that you're a safe paramedic before you sit down for your national. So that's it. Thank you guys for listening. And like I said, you can message me on this site and ask me any questions if you have any. Have a good day, guys. Good luck.